This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm laughing because One Witness Radio Broadcast is kind of hard to say. I'm Chip Brim and Billy Brim's son, and I'm with my lovely, beautiful, gorgeous, thank you, God wife, Candace Brim. And we're broadcasting from my home, and we've been talking about, we are co-pastors in Collinsville, Oklahoma at A Glorious Church, where we train champions for Christ. So if anybody out there wants to be trained, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Glorious Church.
Yeah.
We are training champions. Mm-hmm. We're training as repetition. And we thank God for Kenneth Hagin, because that's what he did for years. Repetition, repetition,
yes,
repetition,
yes,
repetition.
Yes.
We've been talking on the word arise, mm-hmm, and what it means. And it has a Hebrew meaning of the word. When God says it, first, yes, things first, get yourself to a higher level.
Right.
We are joined with my favorite nephew, if the other nephews are listening, Jared. And Jared actually works for Mom and does this radio and whatever this is called. What
producing,
do you call it?
Just producing.
Producing and all that stuff. And we've been talking about, I'll just go over a few quick ones where God said to arise. And Jared's got some great insight. The first one was Joshua. Joshua, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise, get yourself to a higher level. Mm-hmm. He needed to hear that. Then we went to Ezekiel, and he said, Ezekiel, get yourself to a higher level, arise, and then I will talk with you. Well, when? After you arise, and then I will talk with you. And then we go to Israel and us in Isaiah 60, arise and shine. And then we went to Jonah. So you need to get the tapes if you missed the last few days of this week. So he goes to Jonah, and Jonah goes, no, I'm out of here. And he leaves the presence of the Lord, and he needed to tell Jonah and show Jonah some things. But Jared had a great insight on it. Jared, why don't you share with the listeners today what you're talking
about? You know, I was in a place like years ago in a position where I wanted to hear the Lord. And it's funny, everything you're preaching, you know, you experienced, mm-hmm, it where the Lord told you arise.
Right,
but
all of us.
You're preaching all this, and I actually went through it, mm-hmm, before I even heard you speak on this.
Yeah.
And I remember I wanted to know two specific things, but they're all things I wanted to hear the Lord give me.
Yeah.
So I want to hear his next step,
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I was supposed to do in life.
And you wanted to hear God.
I wanted to hear God.
Right. Doesn't everybody?
In two directions, very specifically. Uh-huh. And then he gave me a dream, and then when I woke up, he gave me a scripture, and it was Ephesians 5:15. But what was funny is the first part I read was 14. Mm-hmm. And it was like, have you ever read your Bible and the Holy Spirit's talking to you and the words look
magnified.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I read this, it was like the Lord really called me, mm-hmm, out. And it was Ephesians 5:14. That's exactly what
listen
it was.
Up. Yeah.
It's like you ever had a spiritual spanking? It's
yes.
It's like, okay, this is, God is all,
uh-huh,
like, wow.
I
but at the same
you.
Time, it feels so good, but it's,
yes,
like very reverence. It's, uh-huh, it's hard to, unless you experience it, it's hard to explain. You guys know who are listening that have experienced it. And if not, you're going too soon.
Yeah. Just trust God.
Yeah.
Believe God.
Yeah. So Ephesians 5:14, it says, for this reason, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So I thought that was good in the last couple of days.
Yep.
Uncle,
yes,
Chip. And
arise and shine.
Arise and shine. So,
yeah,
what? Arise, and you'll receive the glory, but
of
also
the
glory upon you is also equal to hearing his voice.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then it goes into Ephesians 5:15, and it goes all the way down to 20. In 15 to 20, it says, know the will of the Lord. Be careful how you walk. Don't be drunk with wine, but by being filled.
Right.
So it
says, being filled.
Stay filled. Know the will of God.
Yes.
Stay filled. arise. Mm-hmm. What's the next step? You want to hear something? Be filled. Stay filled. Yeah. And what's the next part and how to do that? Mm-hmm. So this has something to do with arise. Yeah. And I'll say, and Uncle Chip, does this have anything to do with arise? It's speaking. So in verse 5:15, chapter 5, verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, wait a minute. Giving thanks. That's what
Jonah
did to get out of the whale.
Yes.
See, that was a part.
He was warned first, arise, right? Mm-hmm. He didn't do it. He didn't get higher and go into the presence of God and speak and all of that. So he runs. He didn't hear God. He wanted, but he didn't hear God yet because he hadn't arose. So he gets stuck in the whale for 3 days. To get out of it, what does he do? He starts giving thanks. Well, that's part of what Jared's
talking
about.
That's so specific.
Here.
You know, like God, like
that's arising, actually.
That's arising.
Because that got him out of the whale.
Right. And but it's good, like as a guy, like guys were like, tell me how to do it.
Right.
Tell me how to do it.
What do you mean?
This is very specific.
Yeah.
Speaking to one another in psalms and spiritual songs and hymns, giving thanks. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy, like Uncle Chip, you're saying these from the Greek to the Hebrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul, he was the master of Hebrew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote in Greek, but he was coming from Hebrew. He is thinking about Jonah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. He is thinking about these guys. Yeah. He's like, they arose.
Yeah, that's right.
What did they do? And he looked at them and by the Holy Spirit wrote this specifically step. Yeah. Here's a step. Here's a step. Here's a step.
Yeah.
And you know, Mimi always says this between each radio, we almost talk as much as you do during the recorded radio, but I brought Uncle Terry, Uncle Chip's older brother, had an experience of God, and the Lord said, my principles, my laws, and he was talking in context of spiritual laws, not the Ten Commandments, but the law, like of gravity.
Yeah.
I'm not going to jump off a building and say, Lord.
Natural laws or spiritual laws.
Our spiritual laws. Mm-hmm. And he said, my laws keep my children from, they're so powerful, they can keep my children from receiving. And I said, Uncle Chip, was that probably why Ezekiel, the Lord didn't tell him?
Yeah.
Right then, because his laws are so powerful, he could have spoke.
Right.
Because it's all about speaking, hearing, or speaking and receiving, being thankful to speaking. So as much as you can receive it by speaking, you can decline it by speaking.
And we're referring to Ezekiel when he said, Ezekiel, arise and then go to the plain and I will there talk with you. Yeah. And I always thought to myself, well, why didn't he go ahead and just tell him? Because he hadn't arose yet.
And he could have declined it with his words.
Right.
And so if he wasn't at the place to hear it yet, because all of us want to hear God, right? Mm-hmm. But we may not be at the place where we can hear it or handle it or know or have the faith to do it.
Right.
Yeah. And then our reaction and our words would stop it. Because they're so powerful, their laws.
Right.
That's kind of a good way to think. Be like, man, God has given me such powerful, like, just like in Him, my words are so powerful they can even affect negatively. But take that and just kind of switch it over to the things of God, and not to what you see and what how because it, like, every time how you speak, even it can hinder the plan of God.
Right.
Well,
like, that's powerful. Even if, like, that is powerful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's powerful.
You know, one time God told me, just in a situation, don't say anything at all. I was not allowed to speak a word in that situation because what I spoke in that next second of that situation could determine the whole the whole time, the whole thing.
Because it's so powerful.
Because it's so powerful. And, you know, if we get a revelation of that, you know. But, Jared, I wanted to add in here what you said with verse 14, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. And a lot of times we think of arise from the dead, you know, he's talking about a spiritual awakening here.
Spiritual
death.
That's good.
Arising from that spiritual place. If you feel like right now you're in a place, have you ever been there where you feel like you don't hear God, nothing seems to be going right, blah, 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 just one thing after another.
That's where I was,
Yeah, and that was the situation Jared was in. He needed to hear from God because sometimes you just feel dead in your spirit. You just feel like,
where
is God? There's no life.
So, if Jonah, in the middle of that whale, getting ready to be, you know, ocean fertilizer, how did he get out of that mess? You know what he did? gave thanksgiving.
He gave thanksgiving.
Well, the scripture he's talking about in Ephesians, mm-hmm. it says, be thankful. Right. So maybe you're not at the place and you're sitting there thinking, how can I arise? Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. What would you guys say? Thankfulness?
Thankfulness.
Just start
it
somewhere.
Says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Well, that's a form of praise. Just praise.
It gave God
thankful.
A grip. Faith needs a grip. God needs mm-hmm. something to get a hold of. And he needed Jonah to do something. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did. Yeah. And when he got out of there, you know what he tells him? I love Jonah 3, verse 1. And the Lord tells him for the second time. Mm-hmm. And I translate it, I done told you once, boy.
Right.
And arise. Arise. You didn't have to go through this stuff.
Right.
God doesn't want us to go through this stuff. Mm-hmm. The devil's the one, the thief. He's the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Right. Jesus came to give us life and more abundantly.
Yeah.
And so if you're in a mess like mm-hmm. that,
if you're
there
feeling
refocus.
Dead.
Think of the good things God's done for you. Mm-hmm. You're alive. Mm-hmm. Amen. Start filling yourself like
giving
Ephesians says, like Lord. Jared was telling us, like what, Jared?
That is as efficient, because I know your flesh wants to know, you want to hear, well, Jared, go over there and do this right now. But,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, this is as efficient. Stay filled. Be filled.
You're right.
Don't get.
Be don't, being
be
filled.
Be filled. Stay filled. Mm-hmm.
Stay.
Be thankful.
Filled.
Right.
That, you know, you can do that by faith.
Right.
That's the things of the Father are by faith.
Right.
You can do that by faith, even if you don't. I don't like what I have to do. Well, you know, you heard a couple weeks ago, Uncle Chip spoke, you know, speaking good things about people. He's like, I didn't feel like it.
Yeah.
That's what's great about the things of God.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can thank God. Lord, I don't feel like thanking you, but I thank you anyways. You're good. You're good.
Yes,
and the
yes.
situation doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. But you can, by faith, be filled.
Right.
And then that anointing
giving
will
thanks.
Hit you,
yes.
and you will experience
that's right.
Yes.
Jared's
yeah.
talking about
thing.
The verse we were preaching on blessed. Bless those that persecute you and curse not. The word bless is you logos, which means good words.
Yeah.
And not speak bad words. And I was telling him a situation where all I said was, bless them. That's all I could say. I
yeah.
really wanted to not do that, but I did.
Right.
But the good thing I did was I stopped the cursing. I stopped the bad words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't in my heart yet, but it did eventually get there.
Right.
And it changed my life.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Because they were so powerful. Mm-hmm. So wherever you're at, there's a start. There's a start.
Right, right.
Speak good words.
Yes.
Your words are powerful. Blessings. Don't only be a blessing. Don't only choose blessings, but speak blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's done you wrong, bless them. Just bless them. If all you can say is bless them, bless them.
Right.
And then we'll be arising.
Yeah.
And thankfulness.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
It says it'll make most of your time. It'll redeem time
redeem
from the past
your time.
That the enemy
yes.
in your flesh is trying to take. It'll uh-huh. redeem it.
We need
praise
time
God.
Redeemed.
Yeah.
And by the glory of
that's
God.
That's one of our greatest things we have in life is time. And if God
I'm
going to
go
you,
over tomorrow, Dad's funeral and about arising, and then Candace is going to do some teaching. So make sure you join us tomorrow. We're glad to have Jared. Thanks for joining us, Jared. Appreciate it. Of course, we always have him. He's here. He's our producer. But this has been the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I am Chip Brim, Billy's boy, and this is Candace Brim, and we've had Jared here today, and we are so glad that you joined in with us, and if you want more or the whole week, call, let's see, what is that, 417-336-4877, and if you're interested about our church, call 918-371-4589. That's A. Glorious Church, where we train champions for Christ. Until next time, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.